Welcome to Leadership Decoded. Here, we provide you practical tips on how to lead at your very best at work and in your everyday life. I'm your host, Dr. Will Ramey, a former U.S. Army officer and combat veteran, a current leadership and team development workshop facilitator, and executive education adjunct professor. Today, we're diving in how to handle and spot toxic behaviors from your boss. We're going to break down what those behaviors look like, what you can do within your sphere of influence, even if that person holds authority above you. Let's dive in.
This episode is brought to you by Sweat Tent, the industry leader of the portable at-home wood-burning sauna. Being a leader can be stressful. That's why I've been a sauna user for many years. Did you know that consistent sauna usage 3 to 4 times a week not only relieves stress and improves sleep, but it also enhances your physical well-being and fosters mental resilience and cognitive clarity to be a better leader? And you no longer have to go to a crowded gym or buy one of those expensive and bulky at-home setups to experience the benefits of a sauna. Sweat Tent is the most portable and affordable at-home sauna on the market. The setup takes minutes and can reach 200 degrees in under 30 minutes. Harness the power of the Sweat Tent sauna to lead with clarity and poise. Sweat out stress, ignite creativity, and emerge a more focused leader. All Leadership Decoded listeners will receive $100 off when you use code LEAD100. Visit sweattent.com today to get $100 off your purchase with code LEAD100 at checkout. Again, that's sweattent.com to get $100 off with code LEAD100. Sweat Tent, improving your ability to lead at work and in your everyday life.
It takes time and effort to create a high-performing team. Leadership abilities is one of the most important areas to focus on for team development. Dr. Will Ramey understands the impact that leadership can have on team performance. He's led a wide variety of teams in the U.S. Army and corporate companies, from being a first-line supervisor to a senior-level leader. His programs focus on experiential learning for immediate application, transformational growth through mindset and behavioral shifts, and sustainable change to drive long-term success. If you're tired of traditional learning and development programs and are ready for a hands-on learning experience that will increase knowledge and provide practical application directly to your work environment, reach out today. Visit drwilliamramey.com to find a solution for your team. Dr. William Ramey, positive mindset, proactive approach, proven research. So right off the bat, before we get into today's episode, I created a companion guide that's going to help you navigate how to handle a toxic boss. It's my How to Handle a Toxic Boss roadmap. Head over to drwilliamramey.com. I developed this free guide for you because I truly believe if I give you the tools for you to be able to handle toxic supervision, you'll be able to have a better work experience. You'll be able to help shield your team from those effects of having a toxic boss, and you'll be able to kind of mitigate those risks and protect yourself and your well-being in the process. So I created this guide for you because I know navigating working for a toxic boss can be a minefield. Head over to drwilliamramey.com and download your free How to Handle a Toxic Boss roadmap today. What do you do when the person causing you the most stress at work is your boss? McKinsey & Company research has shown that the most stressful part about somebody's workday is their boss. It's the relationship that they have with their supervisor. When you think about that, that is just a key, crucial component of the work environment. Those bosses set the tone. Right, wrong, or indifferent, that person holds a position of authority, which means they help shape the work environment itself. So when leaders mistreat others, intentional or not, through micromanagement, through intimidation, through manipulation, or through outright hostility, it doesn't just hurt morale. It hurts performance, and it will hit that company or that organization in their pocketbook because people will leave. Attrition, retraining, and dealing with that resonation effect of that toxic boss cost your organization dollars and cents. But most importantly, it's costing good people their health and well-being. So if you're stuck working under a toxic boss, you're not powerless. You have more power than you think, but you will need a plan. And that's what I want to dive into and break down today. So let's talk about the difference between toxic and abusive leadership. Not all bad bosses are created equal, right? These are destructive leadership behaviors. Some may be intentional, some may be doing these behaviors unintentionally, but being able to spot them and take action on them will help make a key difference. Toxic leadership is driven by the need to protect power, hide incompetence. Think about that. As a toxic leader, you're not necessarily abusive, although that is a small component, but you're more so concerned with having the power, showing the power that you have, that coercive power, that positional authority that you have, and potentially hiding your incompetence. You don't want people to know that you really don't know what's going on. So these leaders tend to lead through confusion. They lead through control. They lead through manipulation. They divide their team and conquer. They separate people and segregate people. And that's their way through the work that they're doing to have somebody never, ever find out how it is that they're actually leading or what it is that they don't know. So a lot of this is the these narcissistic, these abusive, the centralization or authoritarian approach to leading people. It's my way or the highway. Now, abusive supervision is slightly different. Abusive supervision shows up as sustained hostility. Think yelling, think ridicule, think humiliation, withholding of information. You know, things like there's a deadline for work that's being done, so you're pulling an all-nighter to get that deadline done, and then the boss got information that that deadline shifted to the right, but they never told you. Right, because they wanted it done early, or they wanted it done ahead of time, or it's the public humiliation of or backhanded compliments that you get when you're presenting information, or discrediting you in front of their boss to look better, or taking credit for your work that you did in front of their boss to look better. So if your boss micromanages every minor task, if they are, you see them excluding competent people from the conversation or the work group. Or they're spinning failures into these fake wins, or they're taking credit for your work, for the work that you actually did, instead of giving you recognition and helping elevate their team members, they may be toxic. If they ridicule team members, if they shout in meetings, if they're banging their fist off a desk, if they're playing these small little psychological passive-aggressive games at work, they may be abusive. And why this matters is that a toxic leadership, it's not just unpleasant, it's dangerous. Abusive leadership is dangerous and borders on the verge of you know, things like sexual harassment or harassing type behaviors. It's not quite there, but it very well could be if left unchecked and it goes longer. Now, it's not your responsibility to fix it. That's not what I'm saying. It's your responsibility to be able to spot it and to try to protect yourself and your team from those behaviors. Toxic leadership and abusive leadership have been found to breed stress, burnout, confusion, and a sense of helplessness with teams. And that's exactly what some of these intentional toxic or intentional abusive supervisors want. Teams underneath toxic bosses, they suffer from high turnover, low engagement, low performance, workplace deviance, quiet quitting, all these terms of why people aren't wanting to work. You can see a positive correlation to destructive leadership behaviors. That's what's happening. Yeah, but here's the truth. Leadership at every level is responsible for stopping toxicity. Problem is being able to see it and identify it. Different people show up different ways in front of each other, right? You know, the adage of kiss up and kick down. You know, a boss may not know that they have a subordinate who's a toxic leader because they don't see it. It's not there unless they're doing some circulation and getting down into the organization and talking to that person's subordinates and getting that feedback, which means you've got to have the courage to have those conversations directly or indirectly through that organizational hierarchy. So although you can't control your boss's behavior, what you can do is protect your team and take meaningful steps forward. So start with your own team environment. Model what healthy looks like. Give your team the example of being able to have high expectations and achieve them without gossip, without rumors, without ridicule, without disrespect, without emotional abuse. Give your team the example of that supportive, empowering leader, and you'll be able to shield them from some of that effect. Next, you can build trust through small wins. Keep communication honest, offer support, make sure your team knows that you've got their back. Now, this may put you in, quote-unquote, the line of fire more often, but what it will do is build trust, respect, and commitment from your team to you directly, because they see that you have the shield. They see that you're willing to say what's right, what needs to be said. Now, you've got to be able to have your healthy habits to build the brunt of it or take the brunt of it, but that's a different conversation. Next thing that you can do is teach stress coping and workarounds. So if your boss is blocking progress, if they're creating chaos, help your team find clarity, bring them back to their purpose, help them find focus, and then take your time throughout your day to practice your self-care routine. That might just be 5 minutes of meditative box breathing and mindfulness. It may be going out and taking 5 minutes to get some vitamin D and sunshine on your face. It may be finding that a trusted peer and colleague to vent emotions and find solutions to a problem going on, right? Chances are, if you're working for a toxic or abusive leader, they've got you separated and divided. And what you may not realize is that other people are also going through this and experiencing this in their own way as well. So you need to build those coalitions, leverage that expertise power that you have, leverage that referent character power that you have, and start to bring people together to push back on this toxic boss. So then you can act on what you see. You want to document patterns, document what you see, write it down, date, time, what happened, who it affected, and then use your channels to figure out how to problem solve. Talk to mentors outside of work, talk to HR, talk to higher leadership, seek advice. You know, finding somebody outside of work who's got an outside perspective may be able to give you different ideas on what you can do, because you're so mired down in it that you don't see it. But when you have somebody from the outside who has a different perspective, they may be able to help you see things that you can't quite see. Just make sure that it's safe and it's appropriate, and that you're ready for the consequences. Every choice has consequences, positive or negative. When you're ready to address the situation, have your fact-based communication, have your direct observations, don't work off hearsay or rumors, and be able to seek the right person for the right outcome that you're trying to achieve. And always protect your people. Don't ask them to take the fall. Don't ask them to step up and fall on their sword. Be the shield that they need in this environment. Advocate for them when you can, whenever you can, and protect them from those behaviors. It's a tough job to do, but you've got to be able to have the courage of your convictions and the candor to be able to do that in the moment, each and every time. Remember, it's not your job to fix a toxic boss. It's your job to lead in spite of them. So here are a few ways that you can also counter toxic or abusive supervision. The first one takes a lot of courage. Direct upward feedback in the moment to the person, or directly after the moment offstage to the person. Being able to have the situation, the behaviors that you saw, and the impact that it had on your team. The SBI method of giving direct feedback will help you fully frame that message that you want to deliver to that person. But know that this is probably the most risk. But if the toxic or abusive leader is unintentionally being this way, it may open their eyes, and you may be the person that created the pivot that your team needed. If they're intentional with it, it may do some good. It may buy some time in between. It may not. But at least you know that you took a step and did something to try to change the situation. You can also make sure that you build supportive systems for your employees. Create avenues for communication, support groups for your employees that feel mistreated. Have that detox, that reflective time after, to help them shed that experience from them so they can move forward, and give them either employee wellness or human resources or whatever resources are available for them to continue to carry on. Because the easy answer is for them to quit, but they may not be in a position to quit. And why should they leave just because their boss is toxic or abusive? Help give them the resources they need to manage the situation as the organization navigates to trying to get that person either changed or that toxic boss removed. You also want to look out for your own team environment and regularly assess the organizational culture. Make it a practice to assess and evaluate the work culture, identify potential issues, including language that's being used, toxic language that's being used, narcissistic language that's being used, people taking credit. Be able to spot that in the small moments and then take action on it appropriately. You can also invest in leadership development and training. Emotional intelligence training has been shown to increase emotional intelligence, which is what is typically lacking in toxic and abusive leaders. Psychological safety and team collaboration workshops have been shown to increase communication, clarity, and coordination between people. You can also have an offsite at a potential association or conference and have a workshop on how to leverage power at work. I provide those workshops to a variety of conferences on how to leverage your power and overcome working for a destructive leader. And it's been shown to give people a different language, different tool set, a feeling of efficacy that they can actually handle it now that they're equipped to navigate and work through it. And lastly, you can also look at, if you have that control, improve your leadership selection process. Recruitment, interviewee selection, you know, not that we need 15 or 16 different layers there, but really look at and analyze the link between the values of your company, the shared belief of those that you're putting in leadership positions, and make sure that character check comes out first, because you can train competence but you got to be able to hire and put people in for character, especially in leadership positions. So if you're dealing with a toxic boss, you don't have to go it alone. You've got the opportunity to create a safe, strong culture within your team that will help you mitigate the impacts of toxic leadership, will help prepare your team for what's coming, and will help you hit that pressure valve when you need it so you can have your self-care wellness routine in place. Document what you see, go get guidance, take the action, take the opportunity to give that upward feedback, have clarity and courage in what you want to do to move forward, because you're not alone in it and there are actions that you can take. So you might not be able to change your boss, but you can lead differently. And that change, that spark, can help strengthen coalitions and help might be the pivot point that you need as you move forward. And don't forget to go over and download your How to Deal with a Toxic Boss roadmap, available on drwilliamramey.com. That will help you put this plan in place, into action, and reflect on how it went so you can adjust as you see fit. Thanks for tuning in to Leadership Decoded. If you enjoyed today's episode, give us a like, drop us a comment. Better yet, download and share this episode with your fellow leaders so that everybody has the opportunity to learn and grow so that they can lead at their very best. And if you want to keep the conversation going, you can connect with me on LinkedIn at Dr. William Ramey, on Instagram at Leadership Decoded Pod, or on Instagram at WillRamey1. I'm your host, Dr. Will Ramey, and I'll see you the next time you press play.